Welcome to the April 4th, 2020 session of TeamSpeak for OpenHBSTR. My name is Dave, KV0S. And this week I've been doing some programming again, which is kind of fun. That's kept me busy most of the week. Different projects, but a variety of ham radio related projects. Trying to get my programming going again. I had kind of gotten in a lull and I broke out. I also had a nice emails conversation with Clay I4LEC, and he said he's been listening to us for a number of years and was wondering kind of what the status of things were. So I gave him a fill-in, and he had some questions about the OpenHBSTR web programmer. So I explained where that is and what are some of the issues around it. So that was nice. So that's it for me. Next on the list, we have Greg ZL3IX, shown as mic muted. And then we have Henry PA0HJA, shown as recording and away. And then we have Mike, AA8K, shown as recording and mic muted. And we thank Mike for posting the TeamSpeak sessions to tsarchive.openhpsdr.org. Next on the list, we have Phil, VK6PH. Go ahead, Phil.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning, good afternoon, evening. I'm just checking that my audio is okay this week.
Yes, it's much better.
Okay, well, I don't know what happened. I've gone back into my Shack and on my Shack PC, which I've been using for years, but I normally use a NUC, and I've been using that, you know, all day on Skype and Zoom and Microsoft Teams without any problem whatsoever, so I don't know why it's an issue with TeamSpeak, but anyway, I can use this for the time being. Nothing much to report this week. A couple of emails I'm yet to respond to, so apologies for the people. I've been working at home for over a year now, so it really hasn't changed too much for me in terms of office time and work to be done, but still very little time for anything else, unfortunately. That's about the news, I'm afraid, for Dave, and I think it's going to be like that for quite a bit longer. Back to you.
Well, sorry to hear that, but I know how it is. Next on the list, we have Bill, KD5TFD. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey folks, yeah, nothing to report here. Unfortunately, all week I've been really, really heads down with work, so just totally swamped. So yeah, no radio time. Back to you, Dave.
Well, fine business. And then next on the list, we have Bob, the E3GKM, shown as recording in a way. And that brings us to the end of the list, so we're open for general discussion. Say, Bill, did you get my message this week about the OpenHBSTR website?
No. How long ago was that?
2 days ago. It appears the wiki has an error. It's a Wikimedia exception is what it says. And if you try going to the website, and all the website works fine, but when you go onto the wiki, it'll throw an error, and it's probably an upgrade by DreamHost.
No, I hadn't seen that. Let's see if I can find it.
Looks like
I see your note, and I see it doesn't work. Do you know the last time this did work?
I had used it the last week of March, and it worked. So it hasn't been very long.
Okay, it looks like I have a note saying they upgraded PHP on 3.26.
Yeah, so we ought to. This has happened several times in the past, and it's kind of like they just need to bump it or something. But I thought you'd be the one to put the ticket in.
Yeah, I'll have to look at it. Sorry, I haven't been. I got. The primary technical guy on the project has decided to leave, so I've been trying to do knowledge transfer with him the last week and a half or so, so sort of heads down on all that and not paying a lot of attention to anything else.
Are you still working from home too?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, I mean, you're very socially unacceptable to go outside the house anymore.
I understand. I just wanted to confirm there was nothing different there.
No, there's nothing different there. In fact, this morning we had virtual coffee with the team on video this morning, which was entertaining.
I have a usual coffee with Dave Whitten. We used to meet face-to-face in a coffee shop, and during this time we meet online and each make our own coffee.
Yeah, that's actually sort of funny. I have two radio groups I occasionally go to breakfast with, and both of them are talking about, you know, getting together on Zoom, and I'm like, why don't we just, like, play radio, guys?
Yeah, you have a few repeaters, don't you?
Yeah, well, actually, one of these groups is a local repeater group, so it just struck me as odd that they're all willing to, you know, yeah, let's figure out if we can get Zoom working. I'm like, well, Jesus, you know, warm up the damn repeater.
I don't know if in your area, our area, the repeater traffic has been bifurcating because there's more than one option. So there's a D-Star and a DRM and a regular 2 meter and a 440. And so while we have all these options, there's less traffic on each of them.
Yeah, there might be some of that going on, although I wouldn't know it because I don't have a D-Star or a Yaesu Fusion. Actually, I do have a Yaesu Fusion radio, but I haven't taken it out of the box yet. So I might not know about the digital things. Here, I think, actually, the biggest group of users was the morning commuters, and now that there's no morning commute, I'm surprised they're not getting together, although I don't get up early enough in the morning to hear them anymore.
Well, yeah, I know how that is, but so I just, it's kind of fun to talk to Dave, and he usually, his wife works, she's still working, she's a radiologist at one of the hospitals, and so she has duties half the time at home and half the time at work.
Oh yeah, well yeah, if you work in a hospital these days, it's pretty stressful. I was a little freaked out is too strong a term, but left me with ominous feelings when I was out last weekend and drove past the hospital about a mile or two from the house, and lo and behold, AT&T's got a cow set up out in the parking lot.
Oh my goodness. Well, Dave's wife, luckily, she works with pediatrics, so that has not been quite as busy as other kinds of disciplines.
Yeah, but, no doubt there, so... Okay, well, we'll go poke this thing and see what's going on. It looks like, give me a link for how to reverse the level of PHP change here. So, yeah, I'll try and take a look at this. It might not be until tomorrow, though.
That's fine. I don't know, you know, this Wikimedia thing is Media Wiki is, I don't know if it's been updated much for a long time.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how we go about doing that and things like that. Every time we touch this thing, I have to go take out the readmes, and I was never much of a Media Wiki or PHP person.
The trouble is there was a lot of nice information in all those pages, and they're not in a form that is easy to suck out and put in just the regular website.
Yeah, it's got a data jail effect to it or something.
Yep. So, anyway, I'm just thought I'd report that so that I had at least one person point that out to me in an email, so, but I'd already seen it. I had emailed you before the other person pointed it out.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was asleep at the switch. In the future, if that happens, send me another email and say, yo, wake up.
Okay, I'll do that. Well, that was about the main business I had for tonight. I don't know if either of you want to keep hanging on or just go our different ways.
I'm back to work, so I'll say 73 to everybody. Stay well and stay safe. And bring the microphone down, sorry. I'm back to work now, so I say 73 to everybody. Stay well and safe, and hope we're all back to normal as quickly as possible. 73.